O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Philippians 1, verses 3 through 11. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Come, Thou Long-Expected Jesus by Charles Wesley, Rita West, and Roland Hugh Pritchard. This contemporary Christian setting retains the rich text of the original hymn and adds a rousing new chorus of hope and joy. Traditional harmonies and strings add additional texture to the lively, familiar melody.
Expected Jesus. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Though it may seem crazy, a new year is just around the corner, and this is often the time when we start making resolutions. And this passage is a reminder that such efforts can be effective, not because of our faithfulness, but God's. Here we are told that our God is at work in us, and that he will complete the work that he has started. This is the promise of verse 6, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Sean McDonough, one of my old seminary professors, wrote about this passage. The foundation for spiritual growth is recognizing that it is God who began a good work in you and will bring it to completion. Genuine spiritual progress is rooted in what God has done, is doing, and will do. Our spiritual progress is dependent on God from start to finish. God is the one who inaugurated it. Notice that he who is the one who began the good work, and he continues that work. The verb in the phrase bring it to completion here expresses the continuous sense, and according to one commentator, this phrase can mean something like will evermore put his finishing touches to it. And the outcome, our perseverance, is guaranteed. We cannot lose our position before God because it rests on his sure promise. The Father cannot and will not break his pledge to us. As Peter assures us in 1 Peter 1, 3 through 5, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. We will continue to grow, and we will persevere to the end, because our God is faithful, and he finishes what he starts. And because of this, we can look to the day of Jesus with eager anticipation and sing out, "Come, thou long expected Jesus." Let's close now with this prayer from the Church of Scotland. Ever-present God, you taught us that the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Grant that we may ever be found watching for the coming of your Son. Save us from undue love of the world, that we may wait with patient hope for the day of the Lord, and so abide in him, that when he shall appear, we we may not be ashamed, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.